Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. My guest today, Laura Lee, is popular, loved, and enjoyed by many listeners every time she comes on my show. And she will be coming on regularly, for the most part, once a month. Laura has the incredible gift of being able to access the link between the physical and spiritual worlds. She can see, feel, hear, and know what the other side needs to communicate with the living. Hi, Laura. How are you? I want to get started right away because we have so many people calling in.
Yay. I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
You know, it's easy to get in a good mood after hearing that opening song. What is that opening song that you guys play?
There's a Better Way.
And, there's a Better Way.
And I think the band is called Love Shadow. And I found it on free downloadable music. So anybody that wants to, look up Love Shadow. They've got some really cool songs. I love their style. And I love their messages. So,
right. It's kind of like a groove sound to it.
Yeah. But they talk about, like I said, there being a better way, that, you know, it's not too late, that we can make changes, which I love that message. So today, with Thanksgiving really less than a week away, I thought it would be a great idea for us to talk about the healing power of gratitude. So what can you say to us about that, Laura?
I love that subject because it's evident in all of our lives and in just simple little measures, because I know that as I start to go down this life path and get older and hopefully a little more wiser, I realize that if I give gratitude to life, things make, it makes life so much easier. And I mean, just for instance, I think the thing that first comes to mind is instead of resisting, let's say, something that's really annoying to you, and the first thing that comes to my mind is my daughter loves to sing songs, and she's such a sweetheart in that she just loves, the moment she jumps out of bed in the morning, constantly singing musical tunes, and sometimes it can be a little bit too much when I haven't had my coffee, but when I just stop and think about it, Like this morning, she's singing some song from Annie about putting a smile on your face, and I just stop and think about it. Wow, she's just so much joy, and if I just give gratitude that I have this gift in my life, somebody who jumps from the bed and starts singing immediately and doesn't need coffee is just such a blessing in my life. So if we can just give gratitude for simple little things like that, I'd say the biggest message to that is coming right back to the very moment. Then, you know, in the moment is the present moment is a gift, you know, and you've heard that over and over, but things like that help you remember, you know, that gratitude is so important in our lives and how it can just heal that little tension, whatever you're going through at that moment. Do you agree?
Oh, I so do agree. And if children are so innocent and beautiful, and you know what, enjoy it because, oh, and about,
yeah.
What? How old is she?
She's 8.
Okay. So in about 5 years, she won't be singing. She'll be saying, "Mom, you're stupid." No matter how cool
that.
A mom you
I've
are,
praying,
you're going to be stupid.
We can transition to, you know, an effortless teenager years, you know, I'm thinking
right.
optimistically. But, you know, the other thing that comes to my mind when I'm thinking of gratitude and healing power, especially, this is a doozy, is giving gratitude for those who really challenged us in life and gave you trouble, who kind of look like a demon less than an angel in your life. And, you know, the best example I can give is, gosh, back in college I had a professor, and I studied business communications, and I had to give a presentation in front of a class of like 350 students in one of those, you know, big halls. And I didn't deliver well, and he berated me right in front of the class. And it was demeaning and humiliating. And I went on and to the business community. And every time I had to give a presentation, I, you know, go get sick in the bathroom. So he really put a mark on me. And then when I realized I was, you know, allowing him to take my power away from me, I gave gratitude to him for being in my life. And I took some measures to turn that around, and I became the president of Toastmasters, and then went on to National Speakers Association and became a professional speaker. And went on.
That is amazing. I love that story.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I mean, if we just you know, take our power back from those individuals and give gratitude to them, and it's almost like a forgiveness of mm-hmm. that person, but giving gratitude that they came into your life because they came in for a reason to trigger something within you. You can, you know, use it to your advantage instead of disadvantage. So
right,
I
it's
think
true.
Everybody's
right.
had somebody in their life. And if, you know, whoever that person comes to mind right now, that's the person that you need to find a reason why to give gratitude to them, having touched your life in some manner.
I can think of 4 right off the bat.
Well, you got
right off the top of my head.
That was probably the most predominant in your life.
Yes, I've had so many people. anyway, we have some very excited callers who really want to talk to you. Are you ready to start taking callers?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. All right. Our first caller is Dorothea. Dorothea, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. And what is your question for Laura?
I guess I'm not sure if it's just a question or a subject of relationships.
Okay.
Do you need a specific question or...
Sure, let's go for it.
Probably the status of my
call.
Relationship
is it Dar-
right now.
The status of your relationship.
Dorothea. Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is I've just got to preface this because I get so many calls, and not to harp on you, Dorothea, but I get so many calls about love. Obviously, that's got to be one of the most important things in our life and our paths as human beings, of course, is love. But it's so simple if people just communicate with one another and just ask that other person, you know what I'm saying? You know, where you stand instead of just sitting there dawdling in it, you know, trying to figure it out yourself, and just go straight up and you know, respect what the other person has to say when they do say it. You know, so many people will just override what the other person's saying and not take the truth in the matter. But, you know, if they're going to say it, you know, and you're going to ask them honestly about the question, then, you know, then honor it and respect it and do what you need to do. Because I feel like, obviously, in regards to this relationship, Darcy, I just feel like it's on the rocks. And you're feeling discomfort in it, obviously. Okay, and
right,
as
right.
I say that, I also feel like there's a male on the other side. I don't know if he's, you know, on the father's side. I don't know if this is your father and or his father. Does that make sense, on the other side?
Yeah.
And I feel like...
Yeah, his father.
Pardon
is.
Me?
His
okay,
father
and when I say his father is, and I just feel like there hasn't been a solid relationship... Like, you know, following the similar patterns of, you know, his relationship with partners or lovers in his life. So I feel like, you know, I feel like he's uncertain what he wants in any type of dynamic. So as I say that, you know, that uncertainty makes you feel uncertain. So I feel like you can't walk on with this. But I think... You know, my best recommendation, Darcia, is that if you walk on and make decisions for yourself, and I know you feel some heartstrings here, I think you'll be much happier in the long run.
Okay. Well, I mean, we're married right now. I was just being like a general relationship question, but so I guess the question really is, you know,
were you guys talking?
A
have
good
you
marriage,
guys talked about
divorce? Married?
Mm-hmm. Have you
yes.
talked about divorce? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think you got to trust your instincts, you know, and does he come from a divorced family? I'm assuming he does.
He does not. No,
oh,
he
does
not.
Do you? Do you?
I do, yes.
Yeah, one of
I
you
do.
And you know, while I say that, because I get the sense that it's just like there's patterns. So, and it might be because, you know, it's something that you know from your past, too, from your experience. So I'm sorry to even say that, because that's something I don't want to empower somebody to do, especially live. But at the same time, my biggest suggestion is always follow your instincts. If you guys have already talked about it and he's already suggested it, then, you know, trust those instincts. Otherwise, I think there's more pain to come in the long run if you just try to override it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my suggestion, okay? All right, thanks for calling in, Darcia, and I wish you guys best. I really do. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, Darcia.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Who's next?
Okay. Let's see. Next we have Amla. Okay. Hi, Amla. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing really, really well. So what is your question for Laura?
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi, Amla. How are you?
Happy year. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know.
New Year's coming, but.
I know. Well, you know, Randy told me you were standing by. I'm like, oh, I know that one.
I know. I really miss you. I love your voice. It's just so vibrant. It's just awesome. You're just,
well,
I love it. I have a question. My birthday's coming in December, which is very soon, and I feel like a completely different person, especially I've had to do a lot of shedding and a lot of letting go, and it was very challenging and so on and so forth, but I'm on the other side now, and I went through it. I didn't go over it. I didn't bury it, so I'm really happy with that. So I'm wondering what you see for my new year, so to speak.
Well, you know, I know that you're progressing on the spiritual path that, you know,
yeah.
you began on a long while ago. And when, you know, your name comes up to me instantly, Amla, I see tons of angels around you because I know that you call upon them all the time.
I do.
Correct?
I do.
Yeah,
yes,
I mean, you've
absolutely.
Got tons of them around you. And for anybody out there who's listening who doesn't know much about the angelic realm, they are definitely attracted to people who call upon them for assistance. So I Amla does in her work. And I just feel like you're going to continue this march forward with them and utilizing their ability and power as well as your own to call them forth to assist others. And as I see this, you know, you're going to be doing it in an education towards type of sense. I feel like teaching,
yes,
consulting.
Yes, and I am doing that,
yes. And you're going to continue that work, and it's going to continue to build. But I feel you're going to join a group of people who is going to be on this march, if you haven't already, and it will broaden your audience a little bit. So if you haven't already, and you know, have you even considered a show yourself, a radio show yourself online?
You know, I've done that. You know what? I've done that, and I did one 3 years ago or something like that. And I just think that I need to build myself a little bit more. My intuition is telling me that locally and around my area, and not that you know everything is now worldwide, but. I just love interacting with the group of people. Like, in a couple of weeks, I'll be talking to seventh graders. And then I'm going to be
awesome.
Talking to... Yeah. So I like that interaction. And I was even talking to the school principal, and she's like, well, how do you want to work this? I said, small groups are great for me because I want to interact with them. I don't want... this is not a lecture. This is not you listen
right.
to me and you sit there. I want to
right.
interact with them. Yeah, so.
Right. Well, you know what?
It's a great opportunity.
That radio thing was just, Amla, the radio thing was just a confirmation. It sounds like that's exactly what you're doing. You're integrating with a group of people, and you're going to continue that march forward. I feel like it might even be with some sort of conference group, spiritual
yes.
group, where you can get on board with some other people of like-minded and present to a larger audience. And I think... that's just going to continue to grow for you in the new year. And I, as I say that, also, they tell me that you're going to be educating yourself even more. I don't know if it means more certifications in the new year,
okay.
or I shouldn't say with an S, a plural. I feel like maybe one, but there's more coming in
okay.
The years to come. For little more things in your grab bag. But you're going to do well, and just keep on the path. And as long as you're in joy, then you
yes.
know you're in the right path, right?
What were you saying, Laura Lee, really quickly about March? You said something. What was that?
I don't remember saying anything about
was
March.
That, was something leading
March
to something
on.
Else in March? Is that what it?
I said March on. March on.
March on.
But maybe that means there's a signal about March, so trust that, okay? Write it down. So thanks for
okay.
calling in, honey. I wish you best.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Keep posted, okay?
Okay, happy new year. Okay.
Happy,
thank
happy
you.
Holidays.
Thanks
happy,
for calling.
Happy new on. Year, 2015. All right. Cool. Thank you.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We have three more callers, but what I wanted to ask you is, when you get these messages, when you say they are telling you, can you
mm-hmm.
disseminate between whether it's an angel, a spirit guide, someone who has crossed over? How do you do that?
You know, Amla had the angels. I sense their vibration. It's different than, let's say, a spirit. Like, for instance, Darcia, at the top of the hour, her there was a father figure standing there. I knew it was tied to one or the other. And they have a different vibration. It's not that it's lower. It's the dearly departed are like a lower vibration than the angels. The angels are a higher vibration, but I can just see it. So, you know, with, psychic abilities as a medium, some of us can see, feel, hear, and know, which is clairsentient, clairaudient, claircognizant, clairvoyancy. I have the ability to have all those going on at the same time.
Wow.
And that allows me to perceive what I'm sensing, who's coming over on the other side. So that's the best way I can explain it. And we could go into a whole hour about that another time.
But you can sense, you know the difference. You know the difference in what's coming through, right, based on the energy?
Yeah, I mean, it's feeling the energy and seeing it. I see it was online. I could see, I mean, a whole group of angels around her.
Aww.
So, but she's calling upon them. So that's why she's got them. It doesn't mean that everybody out there doesn't have them, because they do, but the people who call upon them are going to have more of them. And same with your loved ones. If you're talking to your loved ones, they're going to be close by. So the loved ones can serve as a spirit guide to us as well, to guide us on our path. And I think that's exactly what was happening here with the father figure in Darcia's case, which, you know, that's unfortunate that situation has to happen around the holidays, where, you know, their marriage is in question. But sometimes we got to just listen to our inner guidance, don't we?
Yes, we do. All right, you ready to talk to some more people?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. This is area code 307 with a 680 exchange. What is your name, please?
My name is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're good.
Good, good. My question is regarding love. I'm sorry, it's not any more funner than that, but I'm just so ready for a relationship, and I just don't see any, I just don't know when it's coming.
I'm sorry to be laughing, but I mean, it's just that whole love thing. I'm going to give you a couple suggestions, okay? A couple book ideas that I did a show for, 3 years called Zodiac Divas, where we just talked about relationship issues, because this happens to be, like I said to Darcia, the number one question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And especially to psychics. So I'm going to recommend you get Sandra Ann Taylor's book, Secrets of Attraction. It's like The Secret, but she's talking completely about love and preparing for love to come into your life, okay?
Okay.
And, there is, she sets a precedence of the energy that you must have in your mindset as well as in your space to invite that other person in to your life. Okay? And you got to be ready on that level. Okay? So, and while I say this, Kelly, I get a female that's close by to you on the other side. Are you right-handed?
I am, yes.
Okay, so I'm seeing a maternal figure on your left side. So that tells me it's maternal side, but I feel like she might be down the line. Your mom's still here physically, correct?
Yeah, it's probably my grandmother on my mom's side. We were very close.
Yeah, right. And she's guiding you, okay? And, I just feel like something's coming, and it's around the corner. It's in spring, okay? But I feel like you have to put yourself out there a little bit more, and I feel like you've been going through a hibernation stage. And the reason I feel this might be, this hibernation came upon is you might have been hurt. And that hurt is, you know, kind of going through the stages of grief and loss, you know what I'm saying? And somebody who hurt you, and it could have been a long time ago, somebody who betrayed your confidences or betrayal. That's what I get.
Yeah.
Betrayal,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And there might have been infidelity or some sort of cheating on you. Is that correct?
No, not cheating on my part, no. Or his part,
oh,
no.
Not on your part, but on his, on the other side.
No, more just the controlling aspect of what I think to kind of go together, kind of what you're describing as well, like where you're trusting.
You don't have to go into it, but it's still, there's some residue from it, and that's what's kept the door closed. So I just feel like you might have to do some work there. You know, at the top of the hour, were you listening to us when we were talking about somebody who's given us, you know, who's kind of, you know, portrayed as a, you know, a hard or challenging relationship in our life and we give gratitude to it and can have some healing power to it. I feel like that's what you got to do here in that situation.
Okay.
In order to reopen the door to, towards love. But I highly suggest that book from Sandra Ann Taylor. She'll prepare you. And then also there's a, gosh, I'll post it after the show. But if you go to my Facebook page at Psychic Medium Laura Lee, there's a meditation for receiving love. And I'll post it just for you, Kelly.
Oh,
okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, it's online. And I know it works because I've had some other clients who've used this beautiful meditation performed by another healer named Debbie. I can't think of Debbie's last name, but it's beautiful. It's 15 minutes long. Just do it every day. It'll start opening you up to receive love back into your life. Okay.
Okay. I will definitely take your suggestion. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, honey.
Thank you,
have
Kelly.
A great day. Wish you happy
you
Thanksgiving.
Okay. You
Thank
too.
You
Thank
so you. Much for calling in. Thank you. Okay. Our next caller is, let's see, from the 661 area code. Hi, what is your name?
Olga Rodriguez.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Hello?
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 Okay. Well, I'm going to put that caller back on hold, and if she's there
okay.
or he's there,
was,
when we have time,
I'm
we'll
here.
Go back.
What was?
I'm here.
Oh, hi. Okay, what is
oh,
your name?
Hi. Olga Rodriguez.
Olga, okay.
Olga.
Hi, Olga.
Hi.
You know what? I got to ask real quick, what was the area code to that, Olga's number?
661.
Oh, 661. Okay. Where are you, Olga?
Palmdale, California.
Oh, Palmdale. Right. All right. So what's going on, Olga?
I've spoken to you before.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask about my I'm getting a divorce, and it's...
Mm.
A challenging one.
I'm
so
sorry
I
to hear that.
To, yeah. So
and
I just wanted
your,
to ask.
What's your question?
You know, I just wanted to find out if it's, you know, going to end up, you know, peacefully because it's been really a roller coaster ride.
You know, somebody obviously doesn't want to let go and, you know, is holding on and really doesn't want this to go through. And, you know, from outside appearances, it might appear that way, but underneath, that's probably one of the reasons why it's dragging on longer than anticipated. But my recommendation is not so much about if you guys continue on the path that you are right now, you know, it's going to continue to be hectic and a bumpy ride for both of you. But you know what, Olga, there's hope and you can make a choice not to react. Okay. And, my recommendation to you is to, again, if this was a challenging, relationship and it sounds like it is. Okay.
Yeah.
When I say it, I also feel like there might be some verbal exchanges that are unwarranted or almost all crossing the line of verbal abuse. Is that correct?
That is real correct.
Yeah.
I just try to be, you know, mature about all this, but it doesn't seem that way to him. And
okay.
He's blaming me.
Uh-huh. Right. Oh, okay. All right. Well, we want to play the blame game. Don't play the blame game, okay? So my recommendation is let's do this little shing-ding thing I do. It's a little woo-woo thing, okay? So why don't you close your eyes for a second, okay? And anybody who's out there right now going through something similar, you can follow along with us. And why don't you just take a deep breath. And exhale and visualize him standing in front of you right now, okay? And I want you to visualize the white light over your head right now and take a deep inhale, that white light, through the crown of the head into your heart. And exhale and send love to him. And send him off into the light with love. And see him dissolve in the white light. And say, give gratitude to him for showing you, you know, what the patterns have been going on in your life and that you're just making a decision now to change. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? Because this isn't anything new in your life. Okay?
Right.
Usually it's something that's been going on, okay? But you want to transform this relationship. This is the point. This is the pivot point right now, okay? But if you continue to do that exercise, Olga, I promise you things will go smoother between the two of you. Okay? And then also you won't have any animosity or any reason to react when he does call out a name or if he tries to tug you a little bit or does something. You won't react. You'll let it be. And things will move and progress a little bit easier and you'll start to see miracles, I promise. Okay? So my recommendation is that you do that simple little exercise before you go to sleep at night and before you wake up because your mind is more conducive of it. And I would even, you know, another way is even during the day if something triggers you, decide in that moment to choose differently. Maybe see Archangel Michael come in and swoop and take him and send him off, you know, with Archangel Michael. See Archangel Michael come in and just take him away and say, I hand this over to you. I don't know what else to do at this moment. Okay? And use their healing power, okay? And it'll transform this dynamic between you and him and move it to a point of closure. And I want you to ask for it. Thank you for giving us closure in this and allow this to be a peaceful journey for both of us.
Okay?
So step up to the plate, Olga, okay? I wish you guys best during this holiday season, okay?
Yes, especially now.
Yeah, I know. Give gratitude to him. Remember, we talked about
really,
that at the top of the hour.
It's really taking a toll on me health-wise, so, you know.
Right.
So that's why I want to be peaceful about this, but because I think I know that he's unfaithful, and he just doesn't want to admit it. So, you know, and that's really hurtful to me, you know, because I've been faithful to him, and you know, he's in denial. So,
right. So is he the one? Is he the one who's holding on to the relationship?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's
but
really materialistic. So.
Well, you continue to do the work, and if this is what you'd like to do with your relationship, I think you've already got your mindset. So I wish you guys best on this journey, and you happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks for calling,
Olga. Thank you. You too. Happy holidays.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Olga. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So rituals really do have an impact on rituals and visualization are really, really important in making changes in our lives and changing our reality.
I believe it is, you know, because I think it just sets the intent. And I use my resources, you know, whether if you want to call upon Christ or Buddha, you know, spirit of any form to come in and aid and support you. Sometimes we're just not, you know, it doesn't feel like we're big enough to handle it ourselves, and we can talk to people until we're blue in the face and things don't change. Sometimes we got to hand it over and give gratitude. Again, going back to the whole gratitude thing, and that this person's come in to bless us for some reason or to help us grow on some spiritual plane. And we can transform it if we choose. Again, I think it all goes back to free will and choosing for ourselves what we want, you know, on our passage, our journey. Do you want peace or do you want strain and discomfort? So
right. the hardest thing that I think the hardest thing to understand for many people is that these are just ways that we grow. These are just, I can't think of the word, but they help us to grow. These are just obstacles that when we cross them, when we overcome them, it it helps us to grow, and that we do choose these things, and we might as well work through them and get over them.
I agree. Yeah, that is the key, work through them. So, and seeing the light in that passage, and we signed up with that soul. That person's a soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether or not we want to believe it, but, you know, I think the
right.
soulmate is somebody who comes into our life to help us reach greater depths of love.
Right, and sometimes they can be really rotten. Sometimes they can be so bad. So bad, but we do. But if we overcome that and don't repeat it and don't choose that again in someone else, then we can grow from it. Can we take another caller?
Do we have time? I was hoping we would.
Let's take one more caller. Okay. This person's been holding for 20 minutes. This is area code 708. Hi, what is your name?
Hi, my name is Deneen.
Okay.
Hi,
Deneen or Janine?
Deneen with a D.
Deneen. Hi, Deneen. Thank you for calling. And what is your question for Laura?
You know, in dealing with the loss of loved ones, very close, you know, family members, we're always torn wanting to know they're at peace, you know, things that they went through or just in general. And I find two people, you know, that have passed in a period of time. And it's been years on one, but always hoping, praying, you know, that they have peace, family praying that they're at peace. What do you advise to people, you know, when you're still hoping and praying and wanting them nearby, but yet, you know, I want to know they're with me, but yet I don't want to know they're with me. I don't know, you know, I don't want to see them or know that they're there. I just want to know they're with me in spirit. But, I mean, dealing with that loss. And then, of course, you know, people in my family who are aging and will be going soon, you know, soon to deal with those losses. But just finding that peace while we're still living. I'm just curious what advice or how you...
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
what you give, you know,
obviously that's my recommendation is, you know, you got to go through it. You know, and everybody goes through those five stages of grief, like Dr. Kubler-Ross had mentioned. You know, they go through them differently, which I've found over the years dealing with people and loss and grief. And everybody manages it different, too. So you just got to kind of go through it. But my recommendation was instead of focusing on the end where they suffered and when they cross, is to concentrate and see if you can change your thought at that moment in time and refocus on a moment where they were experiencing joy with you. And I think the more you do that, the faster you can go through the experiences. And you can't stop living life. A lot of people like to hibernate and, you know, push away other people in their life who are currently here in the living world. And they have to get back out and start living life again. And I think that's what our loved ones would want us to do. And that's
right,
actually,
right.
And that's one of the reasons why I, you know, spoke so long on the subject of messages of love, because they all love us. They're there by our side. In fact, while I'm tapping into you, Deneen, I see a woman that, you know, you might have held hands with at the very end, and I feel like she suffered before she went over.
Right.
And I feel like you're telling her it was okay to go. And as I'm seeing that, I just feel like there's a lot of tears shed, and I feel like there was a lot of suffering in her passage beforehand. Could have been sick for a long time and had even trouble communicating or talking towards the end.
Correct.
And as I get this, I just feel so much love there. And I feel like she's still comes and visits you, and you might have even witnessed her in a dream or even felt her presence on occasion. And that's just to confirm that she's there with you, okay? But I got to tell you, as soon as they transitioned on, you know, they are living still. They're still, life still goes on, you know, on the other side. And when they choose to come back over and they're ready and prepared, they will. And in fact, I feel like there might be another child that is going to be born in line of that side of the family, and that child that will be coming through will be another female, and I feel like a name will be associated with her as in tribute to her, in honor of her, if that makes sense.
Okay,
so, and also, who, because I also get a sensation of Cancer as well, Deneen, on the other side or connected here. Okay, so just another confirmation to that message, okay? And there's many blessings as a result. Sometimes life and death go hand in hand. So sometimes I always see as one exits, one's always coming through on some level, you know, because
that's definitely. Yeah, and I always find whether it's death or life being born, I've been privileged. The person you're seeing is my sister, and we were blessed to be there with her at the end. And I find it as hard as it is and tragic, it's a blessing to experience that as much as life is. And my father as well, we were with to the very end, and it is a blessing. You know, it's a
it
part
is
of
a blessing.
Life,
it's a gift. It is.
To experience that is a privilege. If you can't be with that loved one, that's what's hard, not knowing how they were, that you couldn't hold their hand at the very end. And that, as hard as it is, it's the most beautiful thing.
Well, we are getting close to running out of time. So I want to thank you so much for calling in, Deneen. And,
thank you.
And blessings to you, and have a great holiday.
As well as
happy
holidays.
Just appreciate
so
that
much.
Love. Coming from the other side, because they are giving you love.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you
Bye,
so
Deneen.
Much.
God bless.
For anybody that did not get to talk to Laura Lee today, I want to tell you that she, for the most part, she's going to be on every month, and we have her scheduled for December 19th, same time, same place, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, you can call as early as 15 minutes and to hold your spot to make sure you get in. So I'm sorry if you didn't get to speak to her, but call back next month. So, Laura, can you tell everybody about your website and how they can get in touch with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, or I was going to say they can reach me at mediumlauralee.com. Or psychicmediumlauralee.com, and all my contact information is online right there. So I hope to hear from everybody and or connect with them on air next month with you.
Yes, and if you forget what that website is, just go to my show page here, and I have the link directly that goes to her page. So
I have another announcement, too. I am on Gaiam TV two times in the month of December on shows on angels as well as Dearly Departed, which, you know, during the holidays, the Dearly Departed missing our loved ones and going through grief is a really difficult time. But we're going to be talking about that on Gaiam TV, which you can sign up for a free subscription to their services in the month of December and watch and view those shows. I'm with George Norrie.
Okay. And do you have that information on your website, Laura?
You know what? I'm going to post it here in the next week or two, so that information will be available to everybody.
Okay. Very, very good. It's been so great to have you again, and thank you so much for the help that you provide everyone and the comfort that you give. So it's just
thank
been
you.
Such a pleasure to have you today.
Well, it's always a pleasure to hang out with you, Randy, and talk to the callers, always.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, I wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving. We will talk in December before the holidays and before the New Year, so we'll focus on that next time.
Sounds great.
Okay, thanks so much. Have a great, great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Well, unfortunately, our time is up for today. But if you have any questions, comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com, RANDIGFINE. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is talk radio show host and author Randy Fine signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. Be the change.